Hello, English learners, and once again, welcome back to my channel, Zero Fear English, and this Simple English series where I will speak to you using simple and clear English. Probably the most useful type of English, right? If it was complex and confusing English, who is this useful for, right? Even native speakers, that might not be very useful. It'll sound nice, it'll sound very intelligent, right? It'll sound intelligent, but not everybody will understand it. It won't be understandable for everyone. So, what is our topic for today? Well, I wanted to talk about how long have you been studying English? Some students tell me, I've been studying English for 10 years and my English is still very bad, or I've been studying English for my whole life and my English is still very bad. So, in today's episode, I want to tell you why that is probably not true. You probably have not been studying English for 15 years. While it is true that perhaps you started learning English 15 years ago, you haven't been studying English for 15 years. Do you wake up and start studying English all the way until the moment you fall asleep? Do you study English every day for many, many hours? If the answer is no, then you have not been studying English for 15 years. So, how do we measure how long we've been studying for? You could make an estimate as to how many hours you've been studying English. In fact, when you look at the amount of estimated time it requires to learn a language, they usually write down hours, right? It takes 500, 600 hours to learn Spanish to a fluent level as an English speaker. I don't know if that's true. I did not check. But after 500 or 600 hours, you will probably have a pretty good level. But if you spend 5 years studying only 10 minutes per day, sometimes not even that, you will not have studied for 500 hours or 600 hours. According to a quick calculation I did just moments ago, you will probably have only studied about 200 hours in 5 years. So, if you can imagine, in 15 years, all the months in 15 years, maybe on year number one, you studied for an hour, two or three times per week. And then in year two, you didn't study. In year three, maybe an hour or two here and there. Year four, and so on. As we get to the 15th year, how many hours have you studied altogether? 200, 300 hours, 400 hours, that's really good. But if you feel like you're not at a near native level, then that is why. Because to have this high level of proficiency, generally most resources recommend over 1,000 hours worth of study, that is input and output together. Of course, receiving lots and lots of input might mean you have a really, really strong level of comprehension. You can understand most things. But when you speak, perhaps you struggle. And that is because, once again, you need to spend many hours speaking. That is what will develop your ability to speak well. And with pronunciation as well. Pronunciation is an evolving thing. I often talk to my students about how my accent has evolved over time because I live in the northeast of Scotland, so you would think that I have a strong Scottish accent. However, my accent is quite mild. There are traces of Scottish, there are traces of other things. It has evolved into my own accent, and that is probably because I have a Filipino mother, an English dad, I work with people from all around the world, and therefore I adapt my pronunciation to allow people to understand me. But there are still some influences from my environment maintaining the Scottish element that I have in my accent. And of course, when someone speaks to me in a strong Scottish accent, I will also adapt my accent again to copy the way that they speak. Language is an evolving thing, and we need to spend time with it in order to develop the small changes that eventually lead to that native-like level that we so hope and dream to achieve. Anyway, I think that will do for today's lesson. And remember, even though 15 or 20 or 25 years may have passed, you have not been studying for every single day of those years. So when you feel sad or discouraged that your level is not as it should be after many, many years, you haven't been studying the whole time. Not during the whole 10, 15, 20 years. You started, you stopped. On some days, you barely studied. On other days, you studied a lot. When you combine all the time together, it might not be as much time as it feels like. Okay, that will do for today. Please remember to subscribe to my channel. Give this video a like. Leave me a comment below telling me roughly how many hours you've been studying English, at least how much you think. Estimate. You don't have to be accurate, but you can make a good guess. And I will see you in the next video. Bye for now.